You know about red states and blue states, but what about sticky states and magnet states? Magnet states attract newcomers. Sticky states retain their native born residents. Recently, the Pew Research Center separated the magnets and the stickies. Dee Cohen is a senior writer at the center, and she's in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
So what states are the best magnets?
Well, the magnet states are the ones where relatively few people living in the state were born there. Nevada, where 86% of the people living there are from out of state. Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, and of course D.C., which is really more of a city than a state.
Interesting. So which states are sticky?
Many of them are places with strong traditional cultures or distinctive kind of features that make people want to stay. Number one was Texas, where 76%, three-quarters of the people who ever were born in Texas still live there. North Carolina, Georgia, California, Wisconsin.
Wow. So are there any patterns, or do you see places that are sticky yet kind of a magnet, or kind of sticky but more of a magnet?
Well, we did create some combined categories. One of them is high magnet, high sticky. Mm. And a lot of these are places in the South or West that have been growing but somehow managed to retain a high share of the people born there. Sticky places, some of them are growing and some of them aren't. They're places that hold on to people for a variety of reasons, some of them good and some of them maybe not so good. We came up with these categories partly because we did a survey of people late last year and asked them, why did you move from your hometown, or why have you stayed where you are? And when we asked people why they stayed, the big reasons had to do with roots, like connections to friends, or I feel like I belong there. And a lot of those sticky places are places in the Midwest. Nearly half of adults in the Midwest said they'd never left. Hmm. The rate from year to year of people moving, even across the street or across the country, is down from its peak.
Do you know why?
A bad housing market would certainly drive down the rate, but it had been going down anyway. One reason is the country as a whole is getting older. People tend to move when they're young. With a growing share of two-career couples, it's a lot harder to arrange logistics of a move when you've got two jobs to think about. Hmm. Other research has shown that poorer people also are least likely to move, the poorer and less educated people. So states that have large shares of those groups in their populations might be stickier as well.
Dee Cohen is a senior writer at the Pew Research Center. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
You can find a link to the Pew Research Center's interactive map of American migration on our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.